cars at four new low prices for 1937, the Packard Motor Car Company and its distributors and dealers everywhere bring you the Packard Hour. With Johnny Green, his piano, and his orchestra. With the comedy of Charles Butterworth, with the singing of Alan Jones, Ann Jameson, and Trudy Wood, and starring the screen's most versatile personality, Fred Astaire!
Thank you very much, thank you. Tonight, of course, is the most exciting night in 4 years, and I don't have to tell you why, but Ken Carpenter will tell you what we're going to do about it. All right, Ken?
Tonight, the National Broadcasting Company is going to bring you the latest election returns the very minute they're received at Radio City. In every village, city, and town in the United States, thousands of expert news gatherers are ready at a moment's notice to flash to New York every count of the ballot. The Packard Hour is giving NBC every cooperation, so we've arranged our program tonight to allow these returns to be brought to you direct from New York. We don't know what minute you'll hear them, we don't know how often you'll hear them, but we do know that if you'll spend this next hour with us, you'll be the first to hear the latest election returns. But now, on with the Packard Hour, as Fred Astaire, accompanied by Johnny Green and his Packard Orchestra, sings A Shine on Your Shoes from the production Flying Colors.
When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart with a singable happy feeling.
We interrupt for more press radio election returns. The NBC election chart now gives from 37 states with a slightly more than 3% of the total vote in for Roosevelt, 1,547,000, for Landon, 914,000. Keep tuned to this station for later returns.
Beat. You'll find a lot in what I'm repeating. When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart. What a wonderful way to start the day.
Thank you very much, thank you. Well, now that election time is here, let's get right down to three really important candidates.
Three candidates for what, Fred?
Well, three tired sayings, Ken. You know, candidates for the pit of oblivion.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight, our job is to see which of our candidates is elected to the pit.
That's a splendid idea. How do we go about it?
Well, most elections are held to see who is the most popular. But as we want the most unpopular candidate, we'll reverse the order of procedure.
Mm-hmm.
I will introduce the candidates one by one, and if the audience, instead of applauding them, will kindly boo, the candidate which gets the most boos will be elected to the pit.
Well, that's a swell idea, Fred.
Fellow voters, it is my profound pleasure to present as candidate for the pit of oblivion a worn-out wise crack that I give to you in full confidence that it will prove itself worthy of your disapproval. That glowing specimen of flat repartee, so what? Lovely. The next candidate is that perfectly awful exit cue, Scram. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Finally, I bring you one that I can classify only as the worst answer to any question. That insipid interrogation, oh, yeah? Thank you. Thank you. What does our booometer say, Ken?
Well, so what and Scram are tied for first. Oh, yeah is second.
Oh, we have a bit of a problem here. Oh, well, let's get rid of all three. So enter the pit of oblivion with these three vapid expressions, so what, Scram, and oh, yeah. Perfect. That was a good job, boys. I don't think even Charlie Butterworth could have thought of three better candidates.
Hello, Fred. Did I hear you mention my name?
Hello, Charlie. Hello. How are you, Charlie?
I'm fine. How are you, palsy-walsy? Well, if you feel that way about it, I'll ignore you and talk to the audience. Good evening, friends of Radioland. What's the matter with that expression? I think it's colossal. I really do, but definitely. Hey, Fred, do you realize if you keep this up, there won't be anything left for me to say?
Charlie, you're right. I've been worried about that. We need a few replacements.
For instance?
Well, I didn't think you'd pin me down, but someone told me a new one the other day. A Whisby.
A Whisby? What's that?
Oh, that's a joke that just whizzes right by everyone's head. You know, Whisby.
Oh, I know. We used to call those nifties.
Well, they're Whisbys now. And while we're on the subject...
Oh, well, pardon me for interrupting, Fred.
What's the trouble, Ken?
Well, we have a few election figures.
Well, that's what we're waiting for. Let's have them, please.
What's all excitement, Fred?
Well, Ken has some election figures. Did you vote today, Charlie?
I should say I did. I've been voting since 9 o'clock this morning. I'm all tired out.
Charlie, you're only supposed to vote once.
Then what are all those election booths around town for?
Aren't you afraid the government will get after you for voting more than once? That's illegal.
Oh, they can't do anything to me. See, I didn't register.
Oh, well, that's different. Well, who did you vote for, Charlie?
Well, Fred, my candidate promised prosperity, and he fulfilled his pledge the moment I voted.
How's that, Charlie?
Don't ask me how they do it, Fred, but the moment I pulled the handle down, a flood of quarters came out.
Maybe you better read those election returns, Ken.
Well, they're not quite tabulated yet, Fred.
Here, let me have a look at them.
Certainly, Charlie.
I used to be a lightning calculator in my youth.
Is that so? They say lightning never strikes twice in the same place, Charles.
There may be something in that, Fred. I never came out with the same answer twice. I'll have these figures in a jiffy. Just a matter of time. Anyone got a pencil?
Well, while we're waiting for Charlie to come back with those figures, Johnny has a new song by Bert Palmer and Harry Ruby. This one's called You're Getting Away with Murder, and I'm sure you'll agree with me that it will fall in line with their other big hit. And with the permission of the vote tabulators, we'll try to get through it. I'm getting away with murder, getting a girl like you, getting a lot of loving, the kind that I never knew. Getting to be a habit, wanting to be with you, getting the kind of kisses that I'm not accustomed to. All over town, there's a conspiracy, there's jealousy call. I've got you exclusively. What a lucky break for me, getting away with murder. Tickled about it too. Getting away with murder, getting a girl like you.
Forgotten something?
Oh, no. I've got my piccolo right here.
Oh, Fred, no, no, no.
Oh, no, Fred, no.
My yes men.
By the way, we haven't heard from Gabby Astaire in a long time.
Oh, yes, no. Fred, do Gabby for
us. No. This is time for Ann Jameson's song, you know.
Oh, I mean, Ann doesn't mind. Do you, Ann?
Not at all. I rather like Gabby. Oh, well, all right, if you insist, but you know, I can't get into the mood unless Johnny brings me on with some high-pressure music.
Well, I guess that can be arranged.
Well, all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's in again. The boy with the streamlined wit, that dynamic, supercharged raconteur of drollery, Gabby Astaire!
Hello. I was eating dinner tonight, and my steak had a piece of leather on it. I showed the leather to the waitress.
I don't blame you, Fred. What did she say?
She said, that shows how fresh it is. They cooked it without brushing the cowboy off.
Oh, Gabby, don't wear yourself out.
No danger, Ken, my boy. Pretty soon, I'd be like a fellow I know. He's so thin that if he drinks a glass of water and the wind blows, he ripples. Wham. Where did that lay him out?
Is that what is known as a whiskey, Gabby?
Why, hello, it's little Ann Jameson. Why, you look fine tonight.
Thank you, Gabby.
By the way, did you hear that wow I just told?
Well,
I'll tell you another. You asked me if I had a good dinner tonight.
All right, did you have a good dinner tonight, Gabby?
All except the steak, Ann. That was tough. I called the waiter over and said, this steak is so tough it talks back. And he said, that's funny. The cook grilled it 3 hours and it didn't say a word. Well, I'm not saying so bad. I mean, what is it? Can you stand any more, Ann?
Why, yes, Fred.
Oh, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm all pressured out. And a joke's a joke. Only sometimes, of course. But I know everyone is waiting to hear you sing. So what's the song tonight, please?
Through the Years.
Oh, that's Vincent Newman's song. I'm sure everyone will be delighted to hear that.
Press Radio election return from Pivotal, Pennsylvania for president. Roosevelt leading 3-2. Latest Pennsylvania figures, Roosevelt 392,000, Landon 284,000, Lemke 9,100. Keep tuned to the station for later returns. For more press radio election returns. The pivotal state of New York, with its 47 electoral votes, gave an initial vote from 16 precincts of 8-5 for Roosevelt. Unless there are violent upsets in the trend indicated in states from which incomplete returns have been received, it appears quite probable that Roosevelt might receive a total of 337 electoral votes. He needs 266 for election. Landon had 69 on the same basis. Keep tuned to the station for later returns. Thank you.
Jamel Wettergreen from Omaha, Nebraska, sent me his song a few days ago, his own composition, and I've added it to the program this evening for several reasons. One, because it is decidedly timely. Two, because I was born in Omaha. And three, mainly because I think the song is very clever. I don't know Mr. Wettergreen, but I wish him the best of luck with this number. The title is I'm Just a Candidate for You. I'm not a politician, I never have been one, and yet I'm on the ballot too. But I'm not running for an office, I'm just a candidate for you. Oh, my platform is a honey, and different as can be. With that I'm sure that you'll agree. Its flanks are simply hugs and kisses, and lots of love for you from me. I'd rather have you vote for me than be the president. I'll build a White House of our own if you will consent to be a resident. If I were in the Senate, there's one bill I'd propose that you would have to say I do. But I'm not running for the Senate, I'm just a candidate for you. Oh, I'd rather have you vote for me than be the president. I'll build a White House of our own if you will consent to be a resident. If I were in the Senate, there's one bill I'd propose that you would have to say I do. But I'm not running for the Senate, I'm just a candidate for you.
Say, Ken, where's Charlie Butterworth?
Well, I just got a note he left me, Fred. It says he took a few minutes off from his lightning calculations to go out and take his first golf lesson. But he's arranged it with NBC so that they can reach him if any new election figures come in. Let's tune in on him as the golf professional starts his instructions.
Now, just put your clubs down here for a minute, Mr. Butterworth, and take it easy. Now, the first thing to remember is not to try too hard. Anyone can sock the cover off the ball, but, well, most of the games are won on the green. Is that clear?
Oh, very clear. It isn't at all like basketball, is it?
No. Now, a good approach is a thing we should concentrate on. Now, what have you been using for an approach?
Oh, I always say, pardon me, is this your glove?
No, no, Mr. Butterworth. I mean an approach shot. The correct way you drop a chip on the green.
Oh, do you have to ante and golf too?
Maybe I'd better start at the beginning. Where's your driver?
He's waiting in the car.
No, Mr. Butterworth, your driver's in that bag of clubs.
It must be awfully stuffy in there.
Here, here, this club.
How many strokes should it take to go around the course?
Par is 66.
What?
I said par is 66 today.
Well, congratulate him for me.
Here, I guess maybe we better take a practice swing. Now, take hold of your driver. No, no, not like that. It isn't a baseball bat.
Oh, sorry. Now, where do I run to when I hit it?
You stay put right here. Now, hold the club like this, with the overlapping grip. Now, will you please address the ball?
Address the ball? Oh, hello, ball.
Please, Mr. Butterworth, we're not getting anywhere. Now, look, all I want you to do is just stand where you are with your left foot a little more forward. Now, remember, above all, keep your eye on the ball.
Why, can't they trust the members here?
No, no, no. I mean to keep you from hooking the ball.
My ball I paid for. You think I am a kleptomaniac?
You'll have to try to concentrate more, Mr. Butterworth.
Now, who do I aim at?
The hole is down there where you see that red flag.
Oh, men working, eh?
No, that flag marks the cup.
Pretty far away. I don't think I can make it in one wallop.
You're not expected to. That'd be an eagle. Of course, you do know the difference between an eagle and a birdie.
Well, I'm in show business, but what's an eagle?
Oh, let's forget it.
Shall I try a few shots now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. One for the money, two for the show, and wham!
Hey, that's good for 200 yards. Try another.
Here goes.
Oh, that's at least 250 yards. A beauty.
Thanks. Now can I try one with a ball?
Sure, I'll tee it up for you.
Here we go. Down the fairway.
Ah, you missed it.
I wish that bird would shut up. Thanks. Well, if at first you don't succeed...
Missed again.
Yeah, it's good exercise, though, isn't it?
Try once more.
All right, here goes.
It's going straight up in the air. Look, it's gonna... No, yes, it's going to... Well, the ball hit it and it's falling.
Right at our feet.
Look what you hit.
A 5-pound duck. My first birdie.
Now we take you to a scene where an important new Broadway musical show is about to go into active rehearsal and has issued its call for dancers. Our scene opens as an ambitious young fellow, played by Fred Astaire, walks onto the bare stage where the dance director is putting hopeful candidates through their paces to apply for a job in the chorus.
Come on, get it together there. Come on, will you? One, two, three, four. Keep those heads up. You're like a troop of elephants. Lift them, will you? Lift them. What do you
think? Pardon me, sir. Are you the dance director here?
No, I'm a maypole. And these are all the kids dancing Mayday dances around me. Can't you see I'm busy? What do you want?
Well, Will, speak up.
What do you want?
Well, I'm sorry I'm late. I saw you were having a call for dancers, and I came to get a job in the chorus of this show.
Well, now, isn't that nice? So you're a dancer, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. Look, I'll show you.
Oh, boy, are you hot to pop. No. That'll never do. To get into this troupe, you have to be able to do 3 triple wings, a grab off, 6 cramp rolls, an over the top, 10 pendulum wings, and end with a knee drop. Triple wings, a grab off, 6 cramp.
Look here, you just won't do. Will you please stop wasting our time?
Oh, listen, will you, Mr. Penn? Please, mister, teach me something. Say, mister, teach me something. I'm as awkward as a camel. That's not the worst.
I don't see how it could be any worse.
My 2 feet haven't met yet.
You're telling me.
But I'm sure I'll be set yet, 'cause I'm gonna get this job or burst. Nothing's impossible, I have found. But when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, start all over again. Can't lose my confidence if I slip. I'm grateful for a pleasant trip. I pick myself up, dust myself off, start all over again. I'll work like a soul in fire till the battle of the day is won. Though I'm sick and tired, I will stick till the job is done. When I remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again, I take a deep breath, pick myself up, get myself off, start all over again.
You get some self-assurance if your endurance is great. You'll learn by easy stages if you're courageous and brave.
You feel the strength I want to, I must hang on to your hand. Maybe by the time I'm 50, I'll get up and do 150.
Thank you.
keep tuned to this station, and you will continue to hear the latest election returns as exciting results of today's voting are flashed to you direct from New York the very minute they're available. So be with us during the second half of the Packard Hour, starring Fred Astaire with Johnny Green's music, Alan Jones, Ann Jameson, Trudy Wood, and the lightning calculator Charlie Butterworth, which will continue immediately following your station announcement.
Let me see now. 400 plus 60 plus 3 equals...
By the way, how are those calculations coming along, Charlie?
Oh, I've got all the figures. It's just a matter of decimals now. 750,117, 750,118... 750,119.
You're listening to Same Time, Same Station, the best of old-time radio. And I'm your host, Jerry Hendigas.
750,129, 750,130, 30 days have September, April, May, and December, except February, which has 28, carry 28. 750,130.
As Charlie continues his lightning calculation, Johnny Green and his Packard Orchestra open the second half of the Packard Hour with Hallelujah from the musical production Hit the Deck. Fred Astaire has just brought her home from a party, and they stand now together on the doorstep, reluctantly saying goodnight.
Well, thank you very much. I had a lovely time.
Did you?
Yes, and so did Mary.
Oh, yes, Mary, yeah.
Well, it's getting late.
Oh, listen, Diana, what about next Saturday night? Are you doing anything?
No.
Oh, will you go to Joe Stauffer's party with me?
Well, I'd love to. Who should we get for Mary?
Mary? Oh, do we have to take her again?
Why, Mike, what's wrong with her?
Well, not a thing. She's one of the nicest girls I know, but gosh, do we have to take her every place?
Why, naturally. She's visiting me. I can't leave her alone.
Yeah, but she's been visiting you for 2 months. I never get a chance to see you alone anymore.
I don't think you like Mary.
Well, sure I do. She's swell, but I'm tired of her going every place with us. You haven't given me a tumble since Mary came to visit you.
Well, you don't think I like it, do you?
Well, how long can we go on like this?
I'm just as bored as you are.
I'm licked. True love will never dawn like this.
I'm just as bored as you are. Well, why don't you do something about it?
I've just about decided to do without it.
Fine romance with no kisses.
A fine romance, my friend.
This is,
we should be like a couple of
hot tomatoes. But you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes.
A fine romance you won't miss.
A fine romance you won't wrestle. You'll never give the orchids I send a glance. No, you like cactus plants. This is a fine romance. We are getting nowhere fast.
This romance will never last.
Why don't you show some signs of life?
Your coldness could be cut with a knife.
A fine romance, my good woman. My strong, aged in the woods. Woman, true love should have the thrills that a wedding chime has.
We don't have half the thrills that the modern has. A fine romance with no clinches.
A fine romance with no pinches. I might as well play bridge with my old maid Anne. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. Boy, what a
Charlie, haven't you got those special election returns figured up yet?
Just a matter of seconds now, Fred. I'm breezing along.
Well, I wish you'd try and get them before Christmas, if possible, Charlie.
See, I'm a little handicapped by lack of equipment. You don't happen to have an adding machine on you, do you?
No.
Well, what about a racer?
Oh, sorry, Charlie.
Just a matter of seconds now. You know, a race against time.
Well, while our lightning calculator is fixing a short circuit in the ballot box, I think it's a great opportunity for me to complete a little unfinished business I started last week.
Oh, Fred, you're not going to play that piccolo solo.
Well, Johnny, as long as you mentioned it, I was open to encouragement along those lines.
I was afraid of that.
And if my memory hasn't failed me, John, I believe you said you would make a special arrangement of Piccolo Pete so I could have a full orchestral background for the solo.
Oh, yes, I made the arrangement all right, Fred, but do you have to play it?
That's swell of you, Johnny. But wait till I call Alan Jones over. I want him to hear it. Oh, Alan.
Yes, Fred?
Yeah.
Alan, Johnny has insisted I play Piccolo Pete. Now, what do you think?
Oh, I think it'd be marvelous, Fred.
Oh, thank you. Incidentally, Alan, can you keep a secret?
I'll try. What is it?
Well, you're working in another picture with the Marx Brothers, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Well, sometime when you're alone with Harpo, ask him if he'd like to team up with me in a piccolo and harp swing combination.
I'll speak to him about it, Fred.
Thanks, Alan. And now, Piccolo Pete.
What's wrong, Fred?
Nothing seems to come out of it. Well, I'll take a look. Well, of all the dirty tricks...
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, some practical joker has filled up my piccolo with soap.
Soap?
Yeah, my recital is ruined. I can't go on.
What's the matter with Fred, Johnny?
Someone stuffed his piccolo with soap.
Hey, that's too bad. Any idea who it was, Fred?
No, Charlie, but I'd like to lay my hands on the idea of filling a sensitive instrument like the piccolo with common laundry soap.
What do you mean, laundry soap? That's the best shaving soap I could buy.
Charlie, and I thought you and I were friends.
Well, you can still blow bubbles with it.
All right, Charlie, I'll forgive you, but I didn't want to play that piccolo solo, especially after Alan Jones requested it.
Oh, that's all right, Fred.
I hope you fellas don't mind if I...
Oh, no. Fred, you can play it some other time.
Oh, sure, Fred. We can wait.
Yes, and meanwhile, Alan Jones will sing a special arrangement of Kuntz's rollicking song, The Sleigh, and Tchaikovsky's famous Andante Cantabile.
Nightly flying o'er the snow, they ha 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 ho ha ho, sleigh bells ringing, gaily singing, merrily we go. On the world of blanket white, with snow so cold and crisp and light, with sharp and flowing, we are going onward to the light.
Reading in a fan magazine the other day where Charlie Butterworth was once a well-known dentist before he went on the stage.
That's right, Ken.
Well, that's very interesting, Fred, and I'm sure the listeners would be interested, too.
Well, then let's show them this dark page from Charlie's past life. Will you set the scene, Ken?
Okay, Fred. The scene is the dental office of Dr. Butterworth, who is discovered reading a copy of an 1847 Harper's Illustrated Weekly while his nurse, Miss Adams, talks on the phone.
Yes, Mrs. Schultz. I'll tell the doctor that you can't make it. There you are, doctor. That's the eighth cancellation we've had today.
Oh, things are looking up. Yesterday we only had six.
But something's got to be done.
A very fine suggestion. Well, that's that. What else have we on tap, Miss Adams?
Doctor, you've got to change your tactics.
My tactics?
Yes. Now listen, when a patient comes in, be more forceful, aggressive. Get him into your chair.
But suppose they have nothing wrong with their teeth.
Everybody has something wrong with his teeth. Go right to work on them. Drill, extract, anything but work on them.
Yes, Miss Adams.
Listen, that's a patient in the outer office now.
You better tell him I'm out.
Oh, no, you don't, doctor. You do as I say. How do you do?
My name is Simpson. Is Dr. Butterworth in?
Yes, come right in. Now, if you'll sit right here.
Just a moment. I want to see Dr.
Now,
Butterworth.
Now, sit right down while I put this towel around you. Oh, here's the doctor.
Well, what have we here? Hello, my good man.
Dr. Butterworth, my name is Simpson, and I'm...
Simpson? Oh, yes, I knew some Simpsons. They've all passed on now. Oh, well, how's your health? Al, let me see. Open your mouth wide.
Yes, but wait a minute.
Miss Adams, my mirror and pick, please.
But Dr. Butterworth...
This is indeed a treat if I only had my camera.
Well,
we'll pass up the uppers. Now, let me see. Lower six is a bad one, but we'll fix it. Is that so? Well, you certainly came to the right man. Does this hurt? It does hurt, doesn't it? Now, you just stop fidgeting. Let me do the worrying. My drill, Miss Adams. I can understand that, especially with a cavity like you'll soon have. It's lucky for you, you didn't wait any longer. Now we're getting it. Sorry. Just a little slip. Broke the tooth, didn't we? Well, we won't worry about that. Election will soon be over, and may the best man win, don't you think? That's the way I think, too. Very fine sentiment. Rather a dangerous situation in Europe at present. Not if we keep our hands off. Let them fight their own battles, I say. A fine romance, my fine fellow. By the way, have you seen the new Packard 6? I'll say it's a swell car and so economical. Oh, yes, they come in sedans, too. Oh, don't thank me. Glad to have been some help. Now, let's see how we're getting along. Still a little sore, eh? Well, it won't hurt us much longer. Say, it looks like we're going to lose that tooth, doesn't it? It isn't a very good one. Breaks easily. Dampness, I guess. Miss Adams, the gas, please. It won't take a second. A little gas and... You just sit quietly, breathe deeply, turn it on, Miss Adams.
It is on.
There's something wrong. There's no gas coming out.
It can't be broken.
Just a moment, Mr. Simpson. There seems to be something wrong with the gas.
Here, let me up, you nitwit. Of course there's something wrong. I've been trying to tell you. I'm from the gas company, and your gas is turned off for non-payment.
No gas, eh? Well, this is going to hurt us.
Johnny Green gets the spotlight all to himself. That is, unless election results start pouring in, for a swell arrangement of Until the Real Thing Comes Along.
We interrupt for more press radio election returns. New York State. Roosevelt is leading 2-1. Only 1/20th of election districts reporting. Roosevelt, 222,800. Landon, 112,800. Colorado, Roosevelt is leading 7-5. Roosevelt 700, Landon 500. Illinois, another of the great pivotal states, Roosevelt is leading 2-1. One-fifth of the election district reporting. Roosevelt, 522,700. Landon, 257,500. Lemke, 17,000. New Mexico, Roosevelt leading with a ratio of 5-3. 1% of the district reporting. Roosevelt, 1,006. Landon, 620.
New Jersey, one of the most surprising things in this surprising night. Roosevelt leading 3-1. Roosevelt, 1,100. Landon, 325 from 8 election districts. The NBC election chart now indicates an electoral lead for Roosevelt of 389 as against 55 for Landon. Iowa, with 9 election districts reporting, Iowa, Roosevelt, 1,260. Landon, 1,300. A lead for Landon. Montana, Roosevelt leading 3-1. Roosevelt, 408. Landon, 189. Lemke, 11 out of 3 election districts in Montana.
And here's the vote from Ohio. Roosevelt is leading with 5% of the election district reporting. The latest figures from Ohio, Roosevelt, 74,000. Landon, 42,000. And Lemke, 1,700. Keep tuned to this station for later returns.
If that isn't love, it will have to do. Until a real thing comes along, I'd gladly move the earth for you to prove my love, dear, and its worth for you. If that isn't love, it will have to do. Until a real thing comes along,
with all the world here at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours, what more can I say?
I sigh for you, I cry for you, I tear the star down from the sky for you. If that isn't love, it will have to do. Until the real thing comes along.
Visualize a gay party in full swing. Among the guests are Fred Astaire and Charlie Butterworth. Fred is having a time of his life when a lonely and quite dejected Charlie approaches him, apparently in some sort of trouble.
Oh, Fred.
Yes, Charlie.
May I speak to you for a second?
Certainly.
I'm having the most awful time. That's why I beckoned you to come out here and give me some advice.
Oh, I'm always glad to help a friend, Charles.
Oh, thank you, Fred. That's nice. I'm having trouble with my girl.
Oh, too bad. You mean that she won't dance with you?
Oh, worse than that. I'm in a whirl.
I see. She won't romance with you.
Romance? I never get that far. For someone's sure to cut in. And what gives me such a frightful jar is she seems most awfully glad to have these ladies butt in.
Laddies, you mean, I think. I think I know just what you need. Do you dance the Continental?
Well, you're very flattering indeed. But up to now, my dancing's been an item incidental.
Well, you can learn. I'll teach you now. Do you like music?
Oh, gee, and how?
Then you can't miss. Just listen closely, Charlie. No need for you to stare morosely.
You mean my troubles now are over?
You do as I say, and you'll be in clover.
beautiful music. Dangerous rhythm. It's something daring, the Continental. A way of dancing that's really ultra new. It's very subtle, the Continental, because it does what you want it to do.
What do you want it to do, Fred?
You'll find out, Charles. It has the passion.
Oh, boy.
The Continental.
I'll say.
An invitation to moonlight and romance.
Some stuff.
It's quite the passion.
Yes, indeed.
The Continental.
Rodeo.
Because you tell of your luck while you dance.
Hot cha cha, sweet enchantment.
Your lips whisper so tenderly. Her eyes answer your song. Two bodies swaying the Continental. And you are saying just what you're thinking of. So keep on dancing the Continental. For it's the song of romance and of love.
How very tender.
You kiss while you're dancing.
Do they allow that, Fred?
Continental. Yes, Continental.
You sing while you're dancing.
Rodeo.
And sentimental.
You know me for the dances do. That you're in love with her.
We interrupt for more press radio election returns. President Roosevelt's re-election is generally conceded. Republican newspapers throughout the country, as the pivotal state of New York swung heavily into the Roosevelt column, announced the defeat of Landon. Among the supporters of the Republican candidate who admitted defeat for the governor were the Kansas City Star and the New York Herald Tribune. Keep tuned to this station for later returns.
Another Packard hour, and just before we say
just a minute, Ken. I've got those figures for you now.
Oh, you mean you've actually finished tabulating those votes, Charlie?
Of course, they're a little rough yet. A few thousand votes here and there.
Oh, that's understandable, Charlie, with all the interruptions, but where do we stand?
Well, after studying the vote returns carefully, I'll go on record as saying that the presidential election is definitely narrowed down to a race between Roosevelt and Landon. Good night, Ken.
Good night, Charlie.
Good night, Fred.
Oh, good night, Charlie. Good night, Ken.
Another Packard Hour draws to a close as Johnny Green gives you a preview of one of the featured Fred Astaire musical numbers of next week's show, Organ Grinder's Swing. We sincerely hope you've enjoyed tonight's program. Of course, it was a little different from our usual Tuesday evening shows, but that's because on this important night, we wanted you to hear the latest election returns. So we cooperated with NBC in allowing these frequent and important interruptions. We cordially invite you to be with us again next week for another in our regular series of Packard Hours. for new songs and dances by Fred Astaire, more comedy by Charlie Butterworth, more of Johnny Green's arrangements in the modern manner, an hour of pleasant entertainment gathered for your pleasure by Packard. In the meantime, ask the man who owns one. Musical selections tonight included Pick Yourself Up and The Fine Romance from Jerome Kern's Swing Time, Mule from The Great Zeke Belt, and The Continental from The Gay Divorce. This program is a Red Network presentation of the NBC studios in Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
I'd like to remind you that all programs aired on same time, same station.